The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The romance of childhood might just be a myth. The idea that parents are dashing, doting, and deserving of their children's faith, that's a fantasy. That fantasy makes parents feel guilt at not being patient enough or demonstrative enough in their love or worthy of the adoration they crave. Where do I get the authority to say such things? Well, I'm a parent. And most nights, I go to bed feeling that, in some small way, I've failed. Maybe it's similar for kids, too. They love their parents. They crave their affection. They bask in the glow of their attention. But they also pout and throw fits. They find their way into trouble. And so the fantasy of the perfect, loving parent and the brilliant, deserving child moves a step or two further out of reach. I hope I'm not alone here, because what I feel for my children and what they offer to me is love, even if it's not always neat, tidy, and presentable. That willingness to own up to failure is what I respond to in today's poem, A Very Good Dog, by Matthew Dickman. It describes a mother-son outing, something planned to be perfect. But quietly, the poem is rife with discomfort, as if the speaker is struggling to see something he can't make out without considerable effort. That struggle, combined with the shock of the poem's final image, offers me peace. It assures me I'm not alone in my failings, that my messy and guilty and sometimes poorly behaved version of family might not be such a far cry from normal after all. A Very Good Dog by Matthew Dickman. I must have looked so handsome because she said, "You look so handsome." And I must have been 8 years old because she said, "I can't believe you are already 8 years old." And it must have been a dark and romantic Italian restaurant, because it was dark in there and full of men and women holding hands across the beautiful tables, feeding each other pasta and bread, and drinking wine and kissing, and my mother with her Black Russian and me with my Shirley Temple. And before we even sat down in the candlelight, we must have sat in the car, because we were sitting in the car, in the pocket of the driveway, where she placed her hand on my knee and patted it, like you would if the knee was a very good dog. And she must have smiled and said, "Are you excited for our date?" Because she smiled and said, "Are you excited for our date?" And then combed my hair, because my hair must have needed to be combed, to be made right. And we must have danced that night, because the restaurant had a dance floor full of other couples, and she showed me where my hands were supposed to go, and how to move my legs, and laughed, and beamed, and said, "I love you so much," which meant there would be no other world but this world, no other way, no other forest but this forest, and all the trees on fire, and all the animals running. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media, in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow the Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.